Welcome to 100 Ways, your simple reminder that you are home wherever you are and that everything is right the way it is right now. I'm your host, Laura Christine, fellow explorer of consciousness and this amazing, beautiful world. Let's get curious, dive into the duh, and find out what's here for us today. Ingwaz is one of my favorite runes out of my 24 favorite runes, which is all of them. It is seed or potential. It represents the masculine energy of creation. Day number one. You can't rush this. Potential is always present in everything, but timing matters. The potential of the butterfly is in the caterpillar and the cocoon, but the butterfly becomes of its own timing. Day number two. It is an act of faith to have faith. It is a strength to wait for what you know is coming, rather than trying to rush or force things. The sun will melt the winter snow. It will, when it is ready to melt it. Day three. I feel an inner power, a force within myself of boom, creation. The initiatory spark that sets off this proverbial fire of change. It is difficult to put into words. It is a strength and a confidence and a movement, an opening, really like the cracking open of the seed or the egg or the butterfly breaking loose of its chrysalis or cocoon. It is that moment of tremendous power, the breaking point, the making point. Day number four, Ingwaz is the courage to change, create, and become. Ingwaz gives this courage. Is this courage. It is within us all. Day five. We have less control over reaching our potential than it seems. We only control our choices. Our choices become our habits. Our habits become our life. The kind of life we create plays a part in reaching our potential, which is becoming our potential. And still, there is much at play. Day six. Ingwaz is not a calming energy. It is an active, creative energy. It doesn't calm anxiety, that's for sure. It feels like the moment just before the birth, the expansion, the opening. There's a tension that cracks the seed and initiates growth and freedom. That is not a calm feeling. Expansive, light, free, at the time of the cracking. But the buildup feels like you're completely contracted, compressed, and trapped in a world or a life that is much too small for you. Knowing an expansion is bound to happen can help. But it's still not calm. You don't know what's going to emerge. It's scary and exciting. Day seven. Ingwaz isn't gentle. It's a little like an earthquake. Less destruction when you focus on the creative aspect. Whereas Hagalaz, which means hail and is the ninth rune, is like the tower crumbling. Ingwaz is the sprouting of the seed. It's the initiatory process of growth. Tower experience not required. Unless it is, but then the energy of Hagalaz first, at least. Ingwaz is transformation, but it is creation rather than destruction. Still, it takes energy and pressure to create. If you'd like to review Hagalaz, it was episode 187 from October 4th. That just hit me like a ton of bricks in an astounding way. All right, back to Ingwaz. Day number eight. And pain. The pain of the pressure will get too great whenever it does. And then you'll crack like the seed. And it hurts. But it's not the heart that ever breaks. It's the ego. It's breaking to let more light out. I have a divine feminine oracle deck and I got that. It's never the heart that breaks. It's the ego from that deck. And I think I might as well share more from that deck, so stay tuned. It's by Megan Watterson. Day number nine. Joy, hope, and freedom are all continued in Ingwaz. Potential is its nature. See in potentials. Know in potentials. Act in this moment. The seed must open first and work for its potential, as all things. It's okay to see potential, and it's okay to believe in potential and feel potential and sense potential and know potential. And it's really important that we act from this moment I've dated a lot of potential. It's not worth it. Don't date potential. Date what's real in this moment now. See the potential and know the potential, but don't date it, okay? That's my advice to you from Ingwaz. We have two runes to go in this series. I'm so looking forward to sharing them with you. Join me in this conversation at laurachristine.us. Contact me there, support the show, book yourself a session. We can do runes, numbers, or you can have a coaching session of any kind. And until next time, I'm sending all the love and then some more. We'll talk again. Thank you for being here. I would love to hear from you. Go to laurachristine.us to let me know your thoughts on this. And remember, as Rumi said, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Also, you can't fuck it up. I said that.